Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Well, seeing this is our final program for 2011 and we're already looking ahead on Open House, we thought for our final chat with our human condition guru, Lynn Worsley, we'd cast our minds forward just a few short weeks to January 1, 2012. And I'm sure the vast majority of us have done this. What we're about to talk about, setting a New Year's resolution. So we've got lots of time to think about it, about 3 weeks. So we're not caught up in the rush at all. On the day before, December 31, tonight we take a measured approach. How can we actually make one and keep it? Lynn Worsley, for the final time for 2011.
Thanks
welcome.
Thanks for having me, Lee.
So are they a helpful thing, these New Year's resolutions, or a bit of a gimmick, do you think?
Well, I think probably a bit of both.
Yes. Yeah.
But a New Year's resolution is a vow to change a bad habit or start a new or advantageous one in the new year. But really, we've got to look at it fairly realistically, because sometimes people look at this time as a beginning of something new and it's an opportunity. And it's stuff that they talk about for a little while, but they might change, or they're going to change something, they're going to do something soon, or they're going to wait till after Christmas, or they'll start the diet after Christmas.
So it's a good time to think about it now.
Yes, but doesn't it remind you a little bit of our series on change,
when totally.
We looked about the second stage of change,
totally.
Which is the contemplative change. But usually during that stage, we say we're going to change, or we put it off and we procrastinate. Now, many failed New Year's resolutions fall typically into the category of people jumping into the contemplative stage of change, and they don't have a specific plan. They don't seem to have the supports, and they don't have the realistic time schedule to maintain the change,
yes.
But they attempt it anyway, and so it fails.
Yep.
Then they're left with feelings of failure and disappointment, and then a sense of being beaten before they even try to do the change again. So it isn't really helpful. Some of the things that people try in the new year are some of the really interesting things that we've found from research.
Yeah, so take us through some of the common New Year's resolutions, or the more common ones.
Okay. People always seem to say they're going to quit smoking.
Yes.
Drink less alcohol.
Yes.
Get a better education. Get a better job. Get fit. Lose weight.
Yes.
reduce the debt. Manage their stress. Quit smoking now. Notice smoking comes up quite a lot of times.
Yes.
They're going to save money or take a trip or do some volunteer work. But if you look at it really quickly, the common denominator on all of those is that all of these resolutions are setting up for failure, because they have a real lack of specificity.
Okay.
What exactly does drink less alcohol mean?
Yes.
And what does get fit mean?
So you need to get specific.
Yes. Yes. So research examining the success and failure of New Year's resolutions has shown that by mid-January, 30% of these people have scaled back their New Year's resolution efforts.
Wow.
And by June, most have given up altogether. Additionally, despite 52% of the participants feeling really confident about the success of their New Year's resolutions, only 12% actually achieve them. Mm. But interestingly, there's differences between men and women,
okay.
Which is, always easy to study.
Yes.
Specifically, men achieve their goals 22% of the time more often when they're engaged in goal-setting techniques, or they're focused on the rewards associated with achieving the goals. Women, however, they're 10% more successful when they make their goals public, or they have some sort of support from friends,
yes.
And they're encouraged to persist in the face of setbacks.
Goal-setting techniques with men, like what? What kind of thing?
Well, I think it's about being specific.
Okay.
Very specific.
And focused.
And focused.
Yes.
And whereas women tend to reach out and tell everyone about it. Talk
and share
about
it. Yes. Mm. Put it on Facebook.
But we do have the ability to actually achieve, and there's been some research on that.
Okay. So tell us then, how do we set a New Year's resolution? We've got a few weeks to think about it, so we can actually achieve them.
Okay. Well, firstly, the goals we need to set need to be challenging. They need to be specific, and they need to be attainable. They also need to be pursued with a high level of commitment, and be associated with regular feedback that shows progress or lack of towards the goal.
Okay.
And there's three key findings for those who've achieved their goals. So this is, again, studying people who've actually made it.
Hmm.
They have goals that are both specific and difficult. So they need to be challenging as well. And they lead to the highest performance. The second one is that they have a high commitment to the goals, but only when they're convinced that the goal is important and that the goal is attainable.
Yes.
And so that they can make some progress towards it. And the third thing is that goal setting is most effective when there's some feedback showing some progress. And that comes back to the male thing.
So you need a little bit of help or encouragement or participation or comradeship along the way.
Mm.
Can you give us an example of how to do that? Let's be practical about
yes.
it.
Yes. Look, I'll give you an example which I can use of a friend of mine who decided to get fit and run a half marathon race. He wanted to run the 21-kilometre race to impress his fiancée.
Such a bloke.
And to show her how much he loved her by getting fit.
Yep.
He also wanted to raise money for cancer research. So to do that, he joined an organisation called CAN2 in the city, which involves 3 training sessions per week, and they assign a mentor who ran with him each week, and they build him slowly but steadily his level of fitness and the challenges each week. And the mentor had run the marathon the year before, was also training him and encouraging him and giving him the feedback.
Yes.
So this meant he had a specific and difficult goal, and that ticked the box. He had a high commitment to the goal because he's, you know, basically got a lot to lose if he doesn't make it, because
yes.
his fiancé knew who was doing it. He also knew it was attainable. He knew that the training started in January, but the race wasn't till May. And he knew that there was a program for him to measure his progress each week. So he started small and managed each one. And with regular feedbacks from the mentor each week, he could see his progress.
So it's interesting that, again, this is a bit like having some kind of accountability with the changes we want to make.
Yes, but we've got to be careful that accountability isn't just about having someone who supports us or checks in on us occasionally, but it needs to be structural. It needs us to give us some sort of feedback when and where we're doing the right things.
Okay.
And if he didn't turn up for training, he was followed up with a new plan as to how he was going to make up with what he'd missed so he could get back on track. So to make changes on the resolutions you want to make, one, make sure that you're specific.
Yes.
Exactly what will be happening when you've reached the goal. And two, when will you intend to reach the goal? Put a date on it. And three, what are the steps that will be happening in week 1, week 4, week 8 that will show you that you're on the way to the goal?
It's a helpful thing because usually with the New Year's resolutions I've attempted to set, you think, well, from this day on.
Yes.
But it could kind of start to bleed into the year and still be acceptable.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And the other thing is to have some supports that help you attain the goals. So not just a kind person who doesn't want to upset you by telling you off or not doing the work, but rather a strong person who knows what your target is.
Okay.
And make sure the goals are challenging, something that gives you a sense of accomplishment. And finally, make sure that you involve others so that you can see just the benefit for other people as well as yourself.
Mm.
So if you want to get fit, make sure that you focus on not just you, but on how your fitness makes another person feel and how you might look for them or how you can keep up with them or that you be healthy so you can look after them.
Yeah. And in the look at me kind of era in which we live, it might be something that you could use Facebook for without providing too much information, perhaps. So if I want to have a successful New Year's resolution, I also need to consider not just myself. This is interesting.
Yes. It's because inevitably when we're low or tired or emotionally fatigued, we do what we call sabotage.
Mm.
We stop doing something that is for our own good because we don't think we deserve it. So if we're just doing it for me, you get to a low point, you go, nah, I don't deserve it.
Yeah.
So we sabotage our attempts at weight loss or alcohol or anything. We sabotage it because we think we really don't deserve to feel good when we're at a low point. Or we sabotage our success at something with something because we don't think we can do it.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense. And remember, it's a common pattern when we're down. And remember, too, that negativity attracts negativity. So that's where having a regular, attainable goal that leads to a bigger one helps us to feel a sense of achievement each step of the way. And that way, we're less likely to sabotage. Also, if we're doing it for somebody else, for somebody else's benefit, then when it comes to sabotage, we're not going to sabotage for someone else.
Yeah.
Now, interesting, when we did a positive with the Positive Psychology Network across the world, there was a survey done of people's suggestions of these positive psychologists, what they would suggest for the New Year's Eve resolutions.
So what did they come up with? Because this would be interesting. I'm a big fan of this positive psychology.
Yeah, a guy called Dave Sheeran, he said, do something.
On your Dave.
Rather than stop doing something.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Yeah. Yes. That's positive.
That was really good.
Yes.
Margaret Greenberg, she said, don't set resolutions. Create one new positive habit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was good.
Yep.
Elizabeth Elizardi, she said, set attainable goals or actionable goals and create rituals. Small steps.
Yes.
Timothy So said, apply the three good things exercise, but focus on what you've done really well in the previous year and do a bit more of them.
Yes.
Jeremy McCarthy says, plan time in your day for gratitude. I love that. Yeah. Make it a ritual before going to bed. Senya Maiman, she said, finish things. Finish one thing as opposed to having five happening at once. Oh, I need that one.
Me too.
Elaine O'Brien said, practice perspective. It's really important. Clarify what your values are.
Mm.
Nicholas Hall said, listen to your gut. Follow it when you've got a difficult, complicated decision to make. Trust it and be yourself.
Yeah.
And Amanda Horn said, ask the following question of people in your lives, and I really like this one. What can I do to make your life better this year? Now, that would make an interesting conversation on New Year's Eve, wouldn't it?
Yes. So what can I do to make your life better this year? So that's whether it's a friend or especially a family member.
Yes.
So that's a helpful
suggestion
to take into 2012. Let's resolve to do better. Lynn Worsley, this has been such an important part of Open House, the human condition segment. I'm so grateful that you make the haul out to our studio every Sunday night. Your wisdom is unsearchable and yet reachable. So I thank you so much for being so much part of this program. And it's created such a following, I must say, my dear. Thank you so much and happy Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Happy New Year, whatever you seek to attain.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.